Well, we're going to the table of the Lord this morning. In this time of the terror of sickness inhabiting the land, in this time of terror of proud speakers terrifying the people of God, in this time of soul searching, when many might be asking, what have we done to bring this upon us? This communion table, this table of grace, is a time. And it was done in the homes, folks. What a wonderful time to take advantage when you're in your home. What a wonderful time to refocus our eyes upon Jesus and the remembrance of him. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, all the promises of God are in him, that is, in Jesus, yea, and in him, that is, in Jesus, amen. No doubt. That gives those of us who are exercising the measure of faith that God has given us, who are grabbing hold and acting upon God's word, the license to go into God's book and find his promises and grab hold of them and make them ours. And in that context, I want to bring you to the 33rd chapter of the book of Job. What? What does that have to do with communion? Well, stay with me. First thing I would point out in one of Job's friends' responses to Job's claim of innocence, he says in the 12th verse, behold, he's speaking to Job, behold, in this thou art not just, you're not telling the truth. I'll answer thee that God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yea, 100 times, yea, 1,000 times, and man perceiveth it not. To those whom God has chosen, we do have some perfect perception of what God says. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his work and hide a pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit, that is hell, and his life from perishing by the sword. He does chasteneth with pain upon his bed, and a multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat, that is, meat of desire. His flesh is consumed away that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Guy being described here sounds like he's in quite a bit of trouble. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave. Doesn't sound like there's any hope for this guy. And his life to the destroyers. But wait. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, a pastor or teacher, one among a thousand to show unto man, King James translates, to show unto man his righteousness, that is God's uprightness, then he, that is God, is gracious unto him. The guy, the guy whose soul draweth near to the grave, whose bones stick out. Then God is gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. One with sufficient price. To redeem and restore man to God's original purposes. What's the result of that? Oh, that is God having found a ransom, our ransom, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Romans 3:24, being righteousified freely by his grace through the redemption, that is the ransom paid, that is in Jesus Christ. What's the response? His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. Oh, what? Is that a great promise unto me? I'm looking forward to it. He shall pray unto God, and he, that is God, will be favorable unto the one who prays. And he, that is the one who prays, shall see God's face with joy. For he, that is God, will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going down to the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oft times with man. John 8:12 tells us, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. We have, when we partake at this table, we have, God reverses the order, at the Last Supper, depending on which gospel you read, he did the wine first. Today we're going to do the bread first. A result of what Jesus has done for us, for he took upon himself all our sicknesses, all our infirmities, all our diseases, I'll add, all our viruses. He took them upon himself, lifted off of us, and took them upon himself. Carried them and the pains of them away. And by his stripes, we were healed. Take the bread, looking unto Jesus. Through whose stripes we were healed. We have this cup. We're not, even though, it says in that 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, let a man examine himself. That doesn't mean to look at yourself to see whether you're worthy. You're not worthy. It says, let a man examine for himself. And the word is a word that's used of an assayer. That is, one who tests metals to see whether they measure up, whether they are what they claim they are. And we who have put our faith in Jesus. And 90% of faith is courage. Listen to the previous message. It says, he looketh upon man, and if any say, I have sinned. And perverted that which was right, and it profited me not. It says, God will deliver. The one saying that from going down into the pit, and his life shall see Jesus. In this cup, we look through this cup. It's but a symbol. We look through it to that which it represents, the life of Jesus. The reason for the deliverance, for God said, I have found a ransom. As God says, So can we say as we take this cup, I have found a ransom. Take the cup in the name of the one who paid the full price for our redemption. Jesus Christ, take it and say, amen. That is no doubt.